Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. How about Western swing and other things today? Some awesome music. Love to start off a weekend, a Saturday morning, sipping some coffee out on the porch of my little cabin and listening to Western swing, and having the opportunity to visit with all you nice folks puts the icing on the cake for me. Gosh, I have had a busy time since we talked last week. I've had some buddies in from way up in northern Saskatchewan. Bryce Liddell owns a fishing camp up there, and we were up there last June fishing for northern pike and walleye, lake trout. It's a fly-in camp. You know, a lot of people are probably amazed at how little it costs to spend a week up there. He has the boats and the cabins, and you know, it's kind of, you don't need a guide. It's the little lake up there. I say little, it's big lake, but it's called a Squatakin Lake, and it's a Squatakin Lake Lodge that he owns. But you can get around really easily up there in a little 14 or 16 foot boat with a 20 horse motor on it. And just those fish, I really believe most of them have never even seen a lure, so they're really easy to catch. But I have been busy with Bryce. He's been doing some night hog hunting. My friend Daryl Margraf took him out with thermal, you know, the thermal scopes to hunt hogs at night. He went on over to a lake, Tawakoni, that we fish at, and fish with David Hansen, a buddy of mine. And we went there and caught some blue catfish up to 56 pounds. 156, that was the biggest, and 44, I believe, was the next to the biggest. And then we went to another friend's ranch, Jeff Rice, and hunted hogs and went on down to Mark Billette's. And, you know, our Canadians had never caught black bass, largemouth bass, but Mark's got about a 30-acre lake on his place, and they did catch them there. I was thinking, you know, when I was a kid, rabbit hunting seemed to be a bigger bit more popular than it is now. But the truth is, there are a lot of cottontail rabbits. There's a lot of swamp rabbits in places. And rabbits are excellent eating. I've got a trip planned here probably week after next with Daryl Margraf, good buddy of mine. He's got a lease, hunting lease up there in North Texas, kind of, west of Fort Worth a little bit. And it is overrun with rabbits. We're going to get out there and see if we can try to get a bunch of rabbits and dress them, clean them out, and clean them up good, and freeze them for upcoming meals. If you've never had any chicken fried rabbit without an old cast iron skillet, you know, get it, brown it first, and then put that lid on it and cut that flame real low and just let it kind of simmer along for about 30 minutes. Talking about some good eating. But we're planning on, while we're there at his camp, cooking a couple of rabbits. It'll just be the two of us. But, you know, with any luck at all, we can get six or eight apiece and dress them out up there and take them back home put them in Ziploc freezer bags or probably vacuum seal them. And that'll be the fodder for some upcoming camp meals and everything. But our plan is to maybe get one or two during the daylight hours and cook some rabbit for that evening dinner, and then spend two or three hours with lights at night hunting them. In Texas, you know, rabbits are not considered a game animal, and you can actually hunt rabbits throughout the year. There's no season on them. Many states do have seasons on rabbits, so depending on where you live, you want to make sure and, you know, check your hunting regulations before you go out on the rabbits. Many northern states do have seasons for them. But I know it's Christmas time here. I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. You don't know how much I enjoy spending time with you. If you listen to our little shows each week, you can probably ascertain that they are not rehearsed. It's just me visiting with you, but I thoroughly enjoy the privilege of spending time with you, and I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.